This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. on Monday finally reached U.S. President Joe Biden's goal of getting at least one COVID-19 vaccine shot into 70% of American adults a month late and amid a fierce surge by the Delta variant that is swamping hospitals and leading to new mask rules and mandatory vaccinations around the country. In a major retreat in the Deep South, Louisiana ordered nearly everyone, vaccinated or not, to wear a mask again in all indoor public settings, including schools and colleges. Other cities and states likewise moved to reinstate precautions to counter a crisis blamed on the fast-spreading variant and stubborn resistance to getting the vaccine. Germany will in September start to offer a booster shot against COVID-19 to vulnerable individuals like pensioners and people with weak immune systems. That's according to the health ministers of the country's 16 states in a statement on Monday. That vaccination will be done using the mRNA vaccine from Pfizer-BioNTech as well as Moderna. That's regardless of what was used previously. Again, that's coming from the ministers, concluding after talks with Federal Health Minister Joseph Jens Spahn. They also agreed to make vaccination available to all children ages 12 to 17. That decision reflects concerns in Germany that Delta variant, first discovered in India and which spreads faster, could force the country back into restrictions and lockdowns as Europe's largest economy nears a general election in September. Germany's 16 states are eager to vaccinate more people. This is VOA News. The Biden administration on Monday expanded its efforts to assist at-risk Afghan citizens flee Taliban violence as fighting intensifies ahead of the U.S. military pullout at the end of the month. The State Department said that it is widening the scope of Afghans eligible for refugee status in the United States to include current and former employees of U.S.-based news organizations. This is U.S.-based aid and development agencies and other relief groups that receive U.S. funding. Current and former employees of the U.S. government and the NATO military operation who do not meet the criteria for a dedicated program for such workers are also covered. The move does come with a major caveat that may severely limit the number of people who can benefit, and that its applicants must leave Afghanistan to begin the adjudication process that may take 12 to 14 months in a third country, and the U.S. does not intend to support their departures or their stays there. Iran's foreign ministry said Monday it will respond promptly to any threat against its security after the United States, Israel, and Britain blamed Tehran for an attack on an Israeli-managed tanker off the coast of Oman. Tehran has denied any involvement in the suspected drone attack Thursday, in which two crew members, a Briton and a Romanian, were killed. The United States and Britain said Sunday that they would work with their allies to respond to the attack on the Mercer Street, Liberian-flagged Japanese-owned petroleum product tanker, managed by an Israeli-owned company. Britain summoned the Iranian ambassador on Monday. Later, Iran summoned the British charge and Romania's top envoy in Tehran over their country's so-called accusations against the Islamic Republic. The number of children traveling alone who were picked up in the Mexican border by U.S. immigration authorities likely hit an all-time high in July. And the number of people who came in, families, likely reached its second highest total on record. That's according to a U.S. official on Monday. The sharp increases from June were striking because crossings usually slow during stifling and sometimes fatal summer heat. New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern issued on Sunday a somber state apology to the Pacific community for racially targeted immigration raids that took place in the 1970s and resulted in the deportation and prosecution of many people. She addressed hundreds of people in attendance for the formal apology and said members of the Pacific communities continue to suffer and carry the scars. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.